for your Friday morning. It's KT Tunstall and Hold On, October 12th with Jenny and Blake.
It is 7:46, 62 degrees, nice and cool outside. We have a beautiful breakfast buffet. We're live from Acacia this morning, St. Philip's Plaza. Free breakfast to anyone who comes by. We have a live Studio C with emerging artist Will Daly coming up in just about a half hour.
We're broadcasting on solar power. We have a little environmental fair right out front so you can learn about some organizations right here in our community that are doing great things for the environment. And just can't wait to have you stop by. Check out the 2008 Precision Toyota Camry Hybrid that we are giving away for our Green October giveaway, and you can even enter to win.
All right, time to look at some movies, hear about some movies. We have Don from MovieNightTrafficLight.com. Hello. Oh, let me turn your mic on here. Let me try that. There we go.
Technology.
We go.
That does work better that way.
I think Blake was sitting next to you. We could have been in big trouble there, Don.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great.
Good. You want to hear about two of the big movies this weekend?
Okay. One of those I saw with you on Monday.
That's right. We'll see if we agree here or not, because we haven't actually talked about it yet, so we'll see if we agree.
But
the first one is Michael Clayton. And the guys that wrote the Bourne movies actually wrote this one, and the guy that produced The Firm produced this one. And Michael Clayton is played by George Clooney, of course. I told you about that last week.
Yeah.
And he's that guy that's kind of on the verge of losing control, or maybe actually he's on the verge of getting control. I don't know. He's kind of right on the edge. But he's an attorney that works for a big law firm in New York City, and he's what they call their fixer. He's the guy, he's the guy that they pull in when something's going really wrong with the case, and he's supposed to fix it. So, and they need him this time because one of their main top litigator guys that's litigating for one of their biggest clients literally lost it during a deposition. So they need Michael or George Clooney to come in and fix it. And here's a clip of him talking to the guy that lost it.
I have blood on my hands.
You are the senior litigating partner of one of the largest, most respected law firms in the world. You are a legend.
I'm an accomplice.
You are a manic depressive.
I am Shiva, the god of death.
Let's get out of Milwaukee. We'll talk about it.
He lost it.
See, yeah, I didn't think George Clooney was... I thought he was looking kind of old and wrinkly in this movie.
Well, that was probably the purpose.
No, he looked amazing. I mean, clearly the best part of this movie was George Clooney. I think Blake's just giving us
oh, you're just
time.
Trying to deter us from going to see his cute face.
But you know what George has to do, though, is he has to fix this problem, which is big, and he has to stay alive while he's doing it. But the movie is not completely action-packed like you expect it to be. It's not action-packed like the Bourne movies at all. It's more of a kind of a thinking man's movie. In fact, they give you a lot of information right from the very beginning of the movie that you have to pay attention to, or at least you think you have to pay attention
right.
to. So you're like, oh, what's going on? What's happening? What's, you know, what's all going on? And it actually makes the beginning of the movie, I think, really kind of slow.
Well, it gives you the final scene first, really.
It does. And it's all done in flashback.
Right, and then flashback. Yep. Then 4 days earlier, so all these things happen, and you're trying to figure out why did that last scene just happen.
See, that kind of stresses me out when I'm in a movie, and you feel like, am I missing something?
Yeah,
am I forgetting something?
Well, this one does give you so much information, and that is what it's doing to you. It's like, oh my god, am I supposed to pay attention to that? What does it mean? What's going to happen next? What's going on?
I thought the movie was intense, and can I just tell you, one of the coolest scenes I've ever seen probably in a film was that last shot, the credit roll.
Oh, the credit roll was very different.
That doesn't give away the story.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay.
George Clooney walks out, gets into a cab ride, and he's riding in a cab for the entire credit roll. It's just one shot.
That's really good for us girls.
It's about 3 minutes long.
You get to see nothing but George
Clooney. And the camera's just on him, and he's just riding thinking.
It's just kind of real life, like you would actually be watching somebody in a cab. Very cool.
Yeah, the last credits are really cool, and that flashback really does work, but I thought what was really strange about the movie, all that information you're given, some of it actually has nothing to do with what actually happens with the story. So there are some loose ends in this one, which we were all sitting around afterwards trying to figure out, well, what happened, why'd they do that, and some of it just doesn't fit together.
Well, there's loose ends in life, Dawn.
Yeah, but you know, this is a movie, Blake.
We want it all wrapped into 2 hours.
Up.
If it can be less than 2 hours, that's even better.
But nice and tiny with the ribbon on top.
Right. But the scene right before the credit roll, the last scene, it is really good. It is really good. But some of those loose ends and the slow pace of the movie. I do have a tip, though. If you're going to go see this movie, stop and get yourself a really big cup of coffee first so you're all wired and ready to pay attention.
Oh, wait. What did I tell you, though, do you remember what I said about this movie?
That you would walk to your car and you were nervous? You walked to your car and he did. He felt like he didn't sleep well that night.
You're looking around.
Well, there's some car bombs involved and stuff. Yeah, no, I said it. I thought this movie is probably going to garner some Academy Award nominations.
Do you think so?
I do.
You know what? Mm. On my movie Night Traffic Light, I'm going to rate it a yellow.
No, really?
I knew you were going to disagree with me on that one.
Turn her mic down. Really?
Yeah. You know, I thought it was too slow. George Clooney is amazing, and a lot of the acting is amazing. You know the woman that played the White Witch in the Chronicles of Narnia? She plays a really big role. She's the other attorney on the other side, and she's kind of really strange, and they do some really good acting, but it just didn't all fit together for me, so, and it was too slow.
I wonder if it's more geared towards men. I mean, do you think it was just more like a male-style movie?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think it's just...
It's just a thriller, drama.
You really have to think in this one. It's not like you can just sit back and relax. You do have to think. You can't,
is there
not
any kissing
for a second.
And, you know,
no, there's nothing like that.
Were you in a bad mood on Monday? You just didn't want to feel... You were in a mood to think?
You know what I think? I think I just see so many movies. You've got to be really good.
I'm going to change it. I'm going to give it a green.
Are you going to give it a green?
So Blake gives it a green.
So we'll make that a dark yellow or a light green.
All right, what's next?
All right, We Own the Night.
I'm excited to hear about this one.
Okay, We Own the Night is actually the motto of the New York City Police Department, which I did not know. And this takes place in Brooklyn, and it stars Robert Duvall. And he is the chief of police. And one of his sons has taken after him and become a cop, and that is Mark Wahlberg. Well, one of his sons did not follow in his footsteps, and he's a nightclub owner, and he's really tight with the Russian mob. That's Joaquin Phoenix. And their whole worlds clash when the cops decide they're going to take down the Russian mob, and they want Joaquin to help. Well, here's a clip of Mark trying to talk Joaquin into getting involved.
You want me to inform?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Just observe, that's all. It's a closed community. You're our only way in right now.
Why is this my problem?
The whole city's falling apart. Don't you have any sense of responsibility at all?
Let me think. No.
No sense of responsibility whatsoever.
No, not at that point. It all comes down to those somebody's got to win. It's either going to be the Russian mob or the cops. So there is some intensity, and the movie is very dark, very seedy, and very brutal. And I guess if you're talking about the Russian mob and the cops, it's, you know, not going to be a lighthearted comedy. So, you know, that's the way it's going to work. But Robert Duvall, he plays a good cop. He's done that in the past, and he plays a good father. Unfortunately, though, Jenny, Mark Wahlberg, he's not in the movie that much.
Oh, really?
I know. I really expected him to be a major player, but
well,
he's really...
We heard that they hunted him down, actually, to play this part. They really, really wanted Mark Wahlberg to be in the film.
I agree with that. He should be in almost every movie, they should give him more.
He's not very good looking in this movie either.
He's always good looking. And you know what is really interesting, though? He looks different in every movie.
Yeah.
And no matter what he looks like, he looks great. He really does.
But the movie itself, what do you think about the movie itself?
Well, the movie itself, it's really all about Joaquin and his struggle to choose between his family and his lifestyle. But to really enjoy the movie, you really can't overthink this one or overanalyze this one, because there are a lot of parts like, there is no way you would do that if you knew the Russian mob was coming after you, kind of. Stuff like they make some really weird decisions, and there's a lot of stuff just for the sake of effect rather than for the movie. So, you know, it's if you're looking for that next big mob movie like The Departed or the great big mob movie, this isn't it, but it is pretty good. It's just not great.
You're gonna go see that.
I was thinking between that and Michael Clayton, which one I would go
Michael
see.
Michael Clayton,
so we'll see. You think?
Well, yeah, we'll be in the other one.
That sounds awesome.
Maybe Blake would even go with you, but on our movie night traffic light, I am gonna rate We Own the Night is a yellow also.
Okay, so both of those proceed a little with caution.
Yeah, one is very seedy and dark, and one is... Yeah.
Good to have you on the show.
Thanks, Blake. Happy to be here.
What's coming up next week?
You know, next week there are tons of movies. This is the time of year when stuff is really getting going, and there's one that's going to be coming out that is, for all you Halloween fans out there, 30 Days of Night. It's a vampire movie.
Great.
Then there's one called The Rendition that stars Jake Gyllenhaal and Reese Witherspoon, and then Gone Baby Gone, which is... Chris Affleck stars in Ben Affleck's directorial debut.
I know. I'm excited to see Gone Baby Gone. I think that Casey Affleck is a really great actor, and it's going to give him an opportunity to have a shining role. So that's good stuff.
He's going to run his brother over.
Maybe. You never know.
Absolutely.
You never know.
Thank you, Dawn.
You're welcome, you guys.
And what about your show on TV?
Oh, well, last week was the season finale. And if you guys watched the show, I made a big announcement during the show. I am looking for a new co-host for the show.
Really?
And if anybody is interested, go to the website, and it gives you some information about what that all entails and how you can write the producers and get your name on the list.
Very nice.
Yeah. MovieNightTrafficLight.com, and you can also link to their website from ours, 929TheMountain.com.
All right, live at Acacia this morning, we have free breakfast for you and a Studio C with Will Daly coming up. That's live from Acacia here at San Phillips Plaza. We're at River and Campbell, and we're back in a moment with Dashboard Confessional Tickets.